Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message that I've been sharing on joy. And just to briefly review, the joy that should be in a Christian's life is imparted at the time of the new birth. It is something from the supernatural realm of heaven. It's what's heaven's atmosphere is all about, what it's like. Now, we know when we go to heaven, there'll be no sorrow or tear or pain or trials there, but in spite of the fact that we have them here on this earthly realm, yet there is a supernatural joy that Jesus said would flow out of our innermost being, out of our belly would flow rivers of living water. And so joy is really like a fountain. It's just effervescent. It just is ongoing. And there's something, isn't that true, when you're around someone that's really happy or joyful? They're just, it affects everyone. And we receive this at the new birth. However, it's important that we learn to grow in joy. And actually, that takes some discipline, because the battles, the trials definitely will come. And we do that by love, by reading and meditating and loving God's Word, and by living in God's presence. I don't have time to go through all the scriptures, but if you ever miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the podcast, and you can listen at any time at your convenience. And also, even science today, medicine, is showing that there are definite physical and emotional benefits from a cheerful attitude, a joyful lifestyle. Because if you have joy, that means you've got faith and trust that's operating. And if you've got faith and trust, you can't worry. You can't be anxious about anything. Isn't that what the Word enjoins us to? Isn't that right? And of course, as we learn to grow in the Lord, our joy is in the Lord and not in our circumstances. So that even when we face persecution for the cause of Christ, that will not affect us. I shared on previous broadcasts various scriptures of how the disciples responded. They were rejoicing. They were found worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus, for the cause of Christ. Well, we're going to continue with what I still have to share with you. And Jesus was saying that by our fruit ye shall know them. Isn't that right? You know a good tree by the fruit, a bad tree by its bad fruit. So showing the constant joy of the Lord will definitely attract people to Jesus. Joy and holiness are related to soul winning. The Word of God produces holiness in our lives, and the Lord's presence will then fill every area of our lives. In His presence, according to Psalm 16, is fullness of joy. At His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And so, as we receive joy by being in His presence, as we spend time with Him, as we fellowship with the saints, and attend the worship services where the Lord is being glorified and the Word is being preached, our lives then will become powerful testimonies to others. The joy of the Lord is to be a practical day-to-day experience through which we meet life's challenges. And we'll find ourselves a whole lot less drained when we pray and submit ourselves to the Lord's joy in all matters of our daily lives. In fact, as I shared with you, it's really a matter of choice. You can just choose to stay right where you're at. You can choose to be discouraged. You can choose to be despairing. You can choose to be oppressed. Or You can say, Lord, by faith, I'm giving you these troubles, these burdens. I'm giving you this heaviness. Lord, I know your word says you've not given us a spirit of heaviness, but garments of praise. And so, Father, I thank you for imparting your joy. I choose to walk in your joy, and he will honor that. So if you want more energy, if you want more strength, then tap into joy. And as I just shared that scripture, joy lives in an atmosphere of praise. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And wasn't that one of the ways we can acquire joy? Is by being in his presence. Why? Because in his presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Is that something wonderful? And in Psalm 42 and 4, the word tells us the saints are told to have the voice of joy and praise. So, beloved, praise and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, all of them go together. Hebrews 13 and 15 declare, by him, Jesus, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Fruit is the harvest in a kingdom that is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The inner life of the Spirit causes the branches, and that's you, beloved, that's me, to have joy. Fruit is produced at the lips as we worship God, and this fruit of praise is given back to the Lord of the harvest. When we have God's unspeakable joy, we have fruit in abundance. And sinners notice, our family and friends certainly are better for it, and thus God is glorified by our much joy or our much fruit. Hear the words of Jesus, beloved. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. Let me repeat it this way. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much joy. There are many things that can rob us of joy: rebellion, sin, disobedience, battles. But beloved, God is the restorer. Praise God. And if you would like for his touch right now in your life, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Let's just believe, God, that he can just dispel that spirit of heaviness, because, Lord, we choose to give you praise right now. We honor you. We look to you. You're the author and finisher of our faith. And, Lord, as you're perfecting our faith and our trust in you, we know that joy will be the result. Father, I just loose your faith and your hope and your trust in the hearts of your beloved right now in the name of Jesus. My beloved, I would say to you, do not be cast down or discouraged during this present season in your life. I know, I understand the difficulties you haven't encountered as you've tried diligently to press on. I understand the frustration that would so easily arise when you're trying your best to move on in the way that you feel that I'm leading you. There seem to be so many hindrances. There seem to be so many delays and obstacles. But beloved, take heart. I am with you. Be patient. I'm moving in ways that you don't see and that you cannot know, for your blessing and for your welfare, and in answer to your heart's cries. Have I not said that in the world you will have tribulation? Yet, beloved, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. What I would have you to know is this: the most important thing for you to remember when you go through trials and afflictions is your attitude toward them. Don't respond in fear. Don't respond in anger. Don't let confusion enter in. When fiery trials and afflictions come your way, turn to me. Understand that your adversary, the devil, hates you because you are mine. But know of a certainty, yea, of a surety, that I have loved you with an everlasting love. And if you will look with anticipation and in trust to your God, you shall see me make a way of escape for you. The children of Israel murmured and complained in their wilderness wanderings because of the manna. Remember, they were dissatisfied with it, and they were complaining because of the hardness of the way. So many of my children, my people, feel that way now. But beloved, my goodness and the provision of their needs, even as I demonstrated over and over to them, it seemed a light thing in their eyes. The bitterness and complaining that they sowed brought leanness to their soul. That's why I would warn you against it. So therefore know and understand this, beloved, for you to stand in faith and to stand in praise in your time of testing is a pleasing sacrifice to your God. I will honor him who honoreth me. To him who ordereth his conversation aright, to him will I show the salvation of God, as my word declares. So, beloved, lift your eyes to behold the pathway before you. It is even the shining path of the just that leads more and more unto the perfect day. It is a walk of glory to glory. Never let fear grip your heart, for I am your safety and security, your very present help in the time of trouble. I promise I will keep and protect you as my very own, because you are. Be not afraid of what the future may hold. As you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, no evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. Pray and do good to all men. Render not evil for evil. Love the brethren fervently. Live each day to the fullest and rejoice in it. My heart longs for that time when we will always be together. But until that day, be faithful in what I've called you to do, and rest, rest, beloved, in my love for you, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, thank you for that beautiful word of ministry. We receive and rejoice in it. Well, I can't add anything more to that. I invite you to write. The announcer will give you our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,